Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Welcome back, everybody, to the series prediction episode of the Bastards of Boston Baseball. Ahead of us is an off day on Monday, but on Tuesday night at Fenway Park, we have Max Fried against Cutter Crawford, a 7:10 p.m. Eastern first pitch. Charlie, how do you have the first game of this quick two-game set going?
I think the first game is going to be pretty quick, just like you said. I'm not going to bet against Max Fried. He's, again, been one of the best pitchers in baseball for the last three, four seasons. I don't think that's going to all of a sudden change. I have Fried winning game one. No offense to Cutter here, but, I mean, you're facing off against the better team with better offense and then I think the better pitcher in the matchup. So I'm going to go with Fried on this one, especially since three of the last four starts for Cutter have been bad. Braves.
Terry.
This is a rematch for Cutter, correct? I think he did face them.
Did he go up against
Cutter faced Atlanta earlier this year, but he didn't face the same pitcher.
No, I know. Yeah. I didn't mean it that way. So yeah. And Cutter, I thought, pitched a pretty good game, but I'm going to go with the Atlanta Braves in this one. And Cutter actually did pitch pretty well. Six innings, only two earned. How many Ks did he have? Six. So it was a pretty standard Cutter Crawford type outing. But I like the Braves a little bit better. They did lose Ronald Acuna, but Acuna wasn't hitting very well at the time we played them either. He was especially not hitting well against the fastball. Not that Cutter, throws a ton of them, but that's still a pretty loaded lineup. You're still going to be facing Matt Olson, Austin Riley, and, you know, Albies and the rest of them. Ozuna torched us in the last meeting. And I just feel like the Braves are going to have the edge. You look at the guys we're trotting out right now. I mean, the bottom half of your order outside of Rafaela isn't anything that the Braves shouldn't be able to handle. So give me the Red Sox in game one.
Red Sox or Braves there, pal?
Did I say Red Sox in game one?
Yeah, you did. You just scared me. Well, I said Braves.
Braves in game one. I committed a rare error. Error on Cushman.
Very rare indeed. You're a gold glover.
Happens to the best of us.
I want you guys to catch me on those, because one time I was given a take and I used Dahlbeck instead of Casas. I got them mixed up. So what do you think that did to the take? And I think the audience probably knew it was a mistake, but I don't mind being corrected in those situations, just so you know. But go ahead, Cody. Who do you have winning?
That's a pretty big boot there. But I have the Braves in game one as well. I think it'll be pretty much a tale of the haves and the have-nots. And I think the only haves we have in this game will be Cutter and Rafi. And I think it's just going to be too much for the team to overcome. The bottom of the lineup is not producing. Atlanta is deep top to bottom. And even when their big guys aren't hitting, they find production. They find, you know, contributions elsewhere. I think it'll be too much. Maybe another tough luck loss for Cutter Crawford. Unfortunately, a guy that's, you know, 2-4 on the season and really should have more wins than he does. Moving on to game two.
Wait, real
final
quick.
Game of the set. Oh, sorry, Terry.
Fun fact. I meant to say this. In his 11 starts, how many times do you think the Red Sox have actually won?
Are you talking about for who?
I'm just saying games, Cutter Crawford starts where the Red Sox won the game. I'm not saying wins for Crawford. I'm saying wins for the team when he starts.
Three? I don't know. Cody said four. I'll say three.
Yeah, three out of 11.
That's so sad.
So we're not winning many games with Crawford on the mound, despite his better than expected start to the year.
Yeah, that's one thing I brought up, because I distinctly remember talking about Cutter Crawford allowing no runs in multiple games in a row, and the team did not win the game. Like, he didn't get the win, and we did not win the game. So at the very most, yeah, Cody, you said four. So I think, yeah, four would have been the very most, because we just couldn't win to save, period. Like, he comes out, we don't get it done. Sure, this is like the perfect one to guess the other way. But I'm just not doing that. I can't.
Tough indeed. The last game of the set is Spencer Schwellenbach. Hopefully I got that correct. Against Nick Pivetta, a 1:35 p.m. Eastern first pitch on Wednesday. Charlie, how do you see this one going?
This is fun. So Spencer Schwellenbach has had one start. Went five innings, allowed three runs, a home run, struck out five against Washington. Could be considered like a scrappy team, depending on who you have in there. Not the best team. That's okay. I'm actually going to surprise everybody here, because Nick Pivetta had a decent start, obviously, in this last appearance for him. And he had one, two starts before that, only allowed one hit, one run, struck out, I believe, nine in six innings. Only blip was that home run. I'm going to go with the Braves here to sweep. And I know this is going to be, I might be on Lonely Island here, but I don't know if I have enough trust in the Red Sox offense to make the adjustments to someone that they've never faced before. If Schwellenbach can go out there and face the lineup twice, I trust the Braves relievers to lock it down. I don't know if the Red Sox would be able to offer Nick Pivetta that kind of run support, because you know Pivetta is going to allow probably three or four runs. He throws a lot of fastballs. It's probably going to be one or two home runs. Even with all the injuries, Atlanta's terrifying. I would not be shocked if Marcelo Zuna runs into one. I think Austin Riley is back. So if I'm not mistaken, there's a chance that he could also run into one. The team is scary. Matt Olson hasn't really picked it up yet. Their backup catcher is back now as well. So now they have two really good catchers. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on that. So I'm going to take the shocker here and say Braves actually win game two and they end up sweeping the series.
What a bold proclamation. Terry, how do you see game two going?
This is kind of a wild card, type game. You got a freezing cold offense, you know, with the Red Sox up against a young pitcher who, outside of his MLB debut and his very last start, has never pitched above Double A. But he does happen to be their number three ranked prospect. So he's obviously someone that they're pretty excited about. And I think they're looking at this Red Sox lineup thinking, this isn't a bad lineup to start him against. But, getting back to the Braves here, just in the last 2 weeks, Marcelo Zuna is hitting .283 with a .362 on base, five dingers in the last couple weeks. Matt Olson has been raking as well. Couple of guys scuffling. One guy who isn't, Michael Harris, the second, is hitting pretty well. Jared Kelenic is pretty hot at the moment. And Albies is just doing Albies things. So It's hard for me to give the Red Sox a game here, despite the fact we're going up against a rookie pitcher. Nick Pivetta did give up 5 earned in his previous outing against the Braves, albeit in his first outing back from the injured list. Still, I just don't like him, against this Braves team. So I'm going to take a 2-game sweep here, picking the Braves, getting it right this time. Charlie.
One more thing I wanted to add. We talked about Soto and we talked about Judge on the last episode. Marcell Ozuna, who's an Atlanta Brave, 3rd in OPS, over 1,000, 2nd in RBIs with 53, 4th in home runs with 17, and 9th in batting average at .313. Matt Olson, by the way, also starting to heat back up. So, yeah, even more reason. Cody, who do you have?
You know, if you want to make up ground, if you want to improve your standing in the year-long tracking of game predictions, you got to zig when others zag. You got to be bold. I'm going to go with the Red Sox for game 2. I'm gonna buy in. I'm gonna eat the garbage. I believe in Nick Pivetta. The dude has been one of our big game pitchers. Whenever we had a big game, you know, we kind of needed a guy. He's been a stopper of sorts. He had a rough outing against the Braves the last time. Sure, as Terry mentioned, it was his, you know, kind of return to the bigs. The team's not going well right now, and he's the type of guy that's going to take the ball. He's going to bring the energy. I think, you know, this could be one of those vintage, once-a-season kind of Nick Pivetta-type performances where it comes out of nowhere against a team that you wouldn't really expect it. If I'm not mistaken, he did have a no-hitter against Houston last year, right? Or at least a 3-hit shutout or something like that. He had an incredible pitching performance against a very good Astros team. But, you know, strictly – if you look at the numbers, if you look at the data, if you look at the way the team's playing, there's no reason you should believe that the Red Sox could go out there and get it done. Even when they get ducks on the pond, they aren't doing a very good job of bringing them in. But I want to believe, I want to be optimistic. I like Pivetta and the Red Sox in game 2 to split the series. Anything else that you've done? Yes, Terry.
You're just afraid of Lori. One team, though, that might be taking a look at a guy like Pivetta is the Atlanta Braves. So this could be like a showcase game, potentially. I'm not saying, you know, it's not going to happen imminently, but they've picked our pockets with one other starting pitcher, haven't they? Yeah. So, yeah.
Anything else? All righty. We will wrap there. Everybody have a great day and take care.